Ahoy there, Bradford here, and darn is it good to be back. And just a note, some of the things like books that I mention in this episode we'll have links to in the show notes at HowNotToSail.com. You are visiting the show notes each episode, right? Listen up, How Not to Sailors, to perhaps the most important episode so far this year. Well, I guess that's kind of a given. Anyway, like most episodes, this one's at least partially about sailing. Why do we want to go sailing? If you're like me, a lot of it, outside the cursing, is about relaxation and unplugging. And I'm aiming for no less in this episode than to show you how you can get some of that, even if you're nowhere near the water. And it's kind of a skill you need for cruising. So stick with me for the first episode in 2023 of How Not to Sail, sponsored by our awesome Patreon patrons and America's number one boating lifestyle magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes, and the good books at BobBitchin.com, and of course, my book, How Not to Sail. I have to tell you, simple and quiet really appealed to me. When I was a younger lad, I was in what seemed to me to be one of the loudest rock bands on the planet. No, you've never heard of them. The deafening volume, plus being crammed into a passenger van with a half a dozen other people for a couple of years, really solidified my love of silence and me time. Later, I got a real job, which I'll just say involved computers and some very demanding clients. I felt like I was marching to the beat of someone else's drummer. It was pretty stressful. Then, about a decade ago, I read a book that changed my life. No, I'm not talking about a sailing book in this case, although I'll have a reading list in the show notes. No, I'm talking about The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And around 2015, I did one of the most important things I've ever done. I turned my phone off. Well, I turned it on silent and basically didn't look at it until I was taking a break. I also turned off all pop-ups and audio notifications for emails, both on my smartphone and my desktop. And that was awesome. I realize not everyone is self-employed, and I'm not telling you to lose your job by not answering your email or your phone. As a matter of fact, I'm fine with real emails from real people, and I'd even encourage you to send me one at bradford@hownottosail.com if you made it this far. The thing is, I think most people yearn for a change. And regardless of whether we have a boat or not, maybe we can make some changes, at least at the margins, that'll help us to stay sane. Ah, being out on the water. So peaceful, just the sounds of the water lapping the hull, the wind in the sails, the creaking of various thingamabobs. You know what kind of sounds you don't hear on the water when you're sailing? Well, assuming you've silenced your f***ing smartphone. Yeah, those damn push notifications. I've come to have sort of a love-hate relationship with push notifications. Okay, it's more like a hate relationship. Okay, so I think they're the bane of our existence. I think you could say I'm kind of an amateur enthusiast of Zen. If you're not familiar with Zen or Zen Buddhism, I'm not really into the Buddhism part. But in short, Zen is about being in the present moment, or at least trying to be. And then there's also this whole less is more sort of thing. You can find it in the music of Miles Davis, or the paintings of Japanese masters, and in the sea. Sea Some of my first sailing trips were to the Florida Keys and the Dry Tortugas. With no cell towers and no Wi-Fi, the Tortugas are the perfect getaway for me. But sometimes I notice when the Admiral's along, she has to make a flurry of those last-minute calls and emails and texts right before we get out of range of Fort Myers or Key West. But then, once those little signal bars all go away, something miraculous happens. She starts to relax, and somehow those folks back at the office manage to survive. I ran across another great book just a couple of years ago called Make Time, about making time for the things that are truly important in life. Strangely enough, one of the two authors is a cruising sailor. One of the episodes in the book, or experiments if you prefer, is what they call creating a distraction-free iPhone. What it means is removing Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, all that stuff, and disabling all the push notifications. What this means is, for example, if you want to screw around on Facebook, you need to go to your desktop or laptop and make time to do it, if that's your priority. And perhaps you won't screw around so long. At least you're not carrying it around in your pocket and having it beep and boop and blink at you like some digital homunculus tugging at your sleeve. This might even allow you to put the damn smartphone down and do something real. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure I don't have to twist your arm very hard for you to agree that we have a problem in society with addiction to the internet, social media, and yes, the mobile devices that keep them with us 24/7. The reason I think we're probably kindred spirits here is that you're, at least theoretically, listening to a sailing and cruising podcast. Sailing requires you to be mindful and focus on the natural world around you, or risk some really bad consequences. Our mobile devices, on the other hand, prevent you from being mindful and present, and are designed to be addictive. They call it gamification. The great news here is that even if you can't afford a boat or to go cruising, you can practice land cruising by making a few simple changes to your life and enjoy the present moment and the real world around you. Maybe you can't completely unplug from work and social media and all of the things that you think you have to keep up with, but you can probably do more than you think. You can stop living the push lifestyle and start living the pull lifestyle. I've turned off all push notifications on my phone and my laptop, and my phone usually stays on silent. If I want to check email, I check email and then close it down. If I have a phone call scheduled, I make the call. None of the apps on my phone have little badges to show me how many notifications there are waiting for me. When I'm hanging out with friends, I'm not looking at my phone. If you haven't tried it lately, I highly recommend it. And so I'll challenge you, How Not to Sailor. Put down the phone or step away from the computer and feel the real world again for a minute. Then think about whether there are any steps you need to take to wean yourself from a debilitating digital addiction. It's okay to be bored. You don't have to fill up every empty moment with doom scrolling through your social media feed. So go ahead, try it right now. You can come back and listen to the outro later. Join me in 2 weeks, God willing, when I may even get back to a straightforward sailing topic. I got a listener voicemail I'll play for you in a second, but first I want to thank our awesome Patreon patrons and let you know that the virtual companionway is now open again, and we're accepting new recruits to join the Patreon crew, which you can do for as little as $3 a month. Just go to hownottosail.com/Patreon. And as always, you can find everything How Not to Sail, the podcast, the YouTube videos, blog posts, and cool swag at hownottosail.com. Check out the show notes for this episode for links to the books I mentioned, along with a couple of other great books I didn't get to mention, which, not to overhype them, could very possibly improve your life. We got a voice message on the How Not to Sailor hotline from, it sounds like, Jazz Kaner, who has this to say.
There's so much of this that I like, but let me tell you what I don't like. Look at, bring back Bob Bitchin. We need a story here. I'm up to episode number 4 where the dog dies. You know, what does that have to do with sailing? I'm a fan of the Joe Rogan podcast because it's very natural. It's conversational as opposed to the radio broadcast. And now, here's more bumper music. I'll give it a couple more episodes and see what happens. Story. Yeah? All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to get back to patching holes now.
Love that. I really do love to hear from you, and I'm grateful for the feedback, positive or negative. So give me a shout at 770-458-3838 with your comments, questions, complaints, or whatever you like. If you forget the number, you can find it at, you guessed it, hownottosail.com under the Contacts tab. Thanks to all the kind folks who left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Amazon for my book, How Not to Sail. And as always, thank you for listening. Remember what Jack Kerouac said, rest and be kind. You don't have to prove anything. And I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Remind me why you're doing this again.
Because otherwise there's no story. I can use a story about sailing over to the launch and back as sort of a donut around the interviews.